In this bulletin, health officials concerned over the rate of COVID-19 transmission in New South Wales. World leaders pay tribute to US civil rights leader John Lewis, who has died at the age of 80 after suffering from pancreatic cancer. And in sport, the AFL apologises to Indigenous players after vaccine confusion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says he's worried by data that suggests the potential for COVID-19 transmission is currently higher in New South Wales than in Victoria. Professor Kelly revealed that while Victoria's reproduction rate is effectively at 1, in New South Wales it has climbed to 1.4. The reproduction rate represents the number of people infected by a single positive case and is considered crucial to controlling the spread of the virus. Professor Kelly says the data shows there needs to be better compliance with physical distancing behaviours in New South Wales.
So people are more mobile, they are mixing in greater numbers, and there is suggestions from that modelling that people are not taking those messages about physical distancing, hygiene and so forth, those key messages about decreasing the risk personally but also to population spread of this virus as seriously as they currently are in Melbourne.
Social workers say many of the public housing residents coming out of a two-week hard lockdown will need mental health support and help finding employment. Residents of 33 Alfred Street in North Melbourne now join the rest of the city in Stage 3 restrictions, ending 2 weeks of quarantine under police guard. However, up to one-third of the tower's residents who either have the virus or are a close contact of someone who does will be required to remain in their units until they're cleared. Social worker Adna Abdi Kadir from AMSSA Youth Connect says the strict lockdown has been really upsetting and really traumatising for many. An investigation into the state government's handling of the tower lockdown is underway, with the Victorian Ombudsman investigating claims tenants went days without food and communication. Finance ministers from the G20 nations will consider extending debt relief for coronavirus-hit poor countries in the second half of 2020. The ministers made the statement after meeting for virtual talks hosted by Saudi Arabia. The 20 most industrialised nations announced a one-year debt standstill for the world's poorest nations in April. But campaigners have criticised the measure as grossly inadequate to avoid the knock-on effects of the pandemic. Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan says the number of countries seeking debt relief continues to rise.
42 countries have requested to be included in the programme, which translates to an estimated $5.3 billion of debt service that has been deferred only in the last 3 months.
Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says there is movement in the right direction on the second day of a summit to reach a deal on an EU budget and coronavirus recovery fund. EU leaders have been meeting in Brussels since Friday to negotiate a deal. Mr. Kurz says major issues still under discussion include the rule of law in EU nations and certainty on how the funds will be used. US presidents and foreign leaders have joined the tributes to civil rights icon John Lewis, who has died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. John Lewis was one of the big six civil rights leaders, which included Martin Luther King Jr. He also helped organise the historic 1963 March on Washington, during which Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors says John Lewis's work has inspired activists to keep going.
We have been in the streets and same tactics of the police, you know, being used against us as a way to deter us from fighting for Black freedom. And yet that never deterred Congressman Lewis. He has always been on the right side of history over and over and over again.
In sport, the AFL has apologised to Indigenous footballers after they were told they would need to get pneumococcal vaccinations ahead of their entry into Queensland. A number of players were told the vaccination was part of Queensland Health's coronavirus border entry requirements, which proved not to be the case. The CEO of the AFL Players Association, Paul Marsh, says communication on the issue should have been better handled, including the reasons why Indigenous players specifically needed the vaccination when other players were not subject to the same condition. The AFL is relying on Victorian teams to relocate to isolation hubs in other states like Queensland to keep the season going amid the rise in community transmission in Victoria. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 17, Adelaide showers easing 15, Melbourne showers increasing 15, Hobart partly cloudy 13, Canberra much the same 14, Wollongong similar conditions 19, Sydney mostly sunny 20, Newcastle much the same, Brisbane sunny 24, Cairns mostly sunny 26, and Darwin sunny 32. This is SBS News.